Stanley Younce stood looking down at the new suitcase Sonia had purchased only that morning.
I don't think I've ever seen a woman pack faster. My mother takes at least 10 suitcases every time we go somewhere.
That's because I don't live here. I came here to stay out of harm's way.
Anya had to work fast. She had gotten permission from Bart to go home and relax for a bit. Then he wanted to meet with her and get a written statement. She turned her attention to the mosaic Mario had sent her. Stanley approached the table and peered over the tops of his glasses at the pieces lying there.
This is some puzzle.
Yes, it was.
You solved it?
I did.
Want to explain what it means?
Not really.
Anya scooped the tesserae into a reinforced mailing package she'd picked up at a convenience store on her way to the hotel. She sealed the envelope and addressed it to herself, care of mailboxes and stuff. She planned to leave it with the concierge to have it couriered over. Dieter's men were all in custody, but there might have been a few left.
This is why you want to go to Venice?
Stanley, I have to tell you something.
Sure.
I had a friend named Mario Fellini. Those men who attempted to kidnap us at Sherlock's were probably the ones that killed him.
Wow.
There's more. This puzzle is part of the reason Mario was killed and why they were looking for me.
I see.
Mario left a message for me in the puzzle. I'm going to Venice to find out how all this started.
You're looking for whatever he thought he found.
I am. But what you need to know is that these people are dangerous. Dieter and his buddies are mercenaries. Professional killers for hire.
I know what mercenaries are. I wrote a book about corporate mercenaries just last year.
Listen, I appreciate you flying me to Venice. I really do. But you need to know that if you go with me, your life is going to be in danger.
Cool.
Not cool, Stanley. You'd be better off dropping me at Venice.
That wouldn't be very gallant.
Gallantry has killed a lot of people.
It'll be okay. I've done missions with the CIA, the Army Rangers, and SWAT teams in Philadelphia. I was in a lot of danger then, too.
When they get into trouble, they have people they can call. I don't.
It'll be okay. I can handle myself. I've had self-defense and gun classes. If you want the jet, I'm the only game in town.
Anya grabbed her suitcase and headed to leave with Stanley Younce, intrepid rider, at her heels. When Anya and Stanley had hit the street, they found a waiting limousine flanked by the driver and a personal assistant. The driver had taken Anya's suitcase and stowed it in the trunk before opening the door, inviting her in. She had kept her backpack with her as she slid into the back seat. Snow, the assistant, followed Stanley in as he took his seat. He had a BlackBerry in hand.
Do you need anything for the trip, ma'am?
Like what?
Supplies, weapons.
You can have them delivered to the jet before we take off?
I think so.
Stanley, you can just get weapons here in Manhattan?
I did a book involving the arms industry and the private security sector. You wouldn't believe how much firepower these guys can move when the price is right.
I'll be fine. But thanks, anyway.
Anya slipped her computer out of her backpack and opened it up to rest on her knees. Stanley reached out and pressed a section on the seat. The seat cushion flopped out and revealed a table with internet hookups. In disbelief, Anya tugged on the Ethernet cable and it spooled out easily. She plugged it into the back of her computer and saw the internet accessibility icon come up at once.
Writing books got you all of this?
When you get lucky or do it right, being an author is quite lucrative. My agent and publishers tell me I've done both.
Anya signed on to the message boards, then started cruising the internet. She referenced Mjolnir and followed the web of information that spun out of that. Even though she didn't know what she was looking for, she'd always found research to be a good investment. It was better to search wider and deeper than a topic suggested. Connections were made up of what she knew, so in order to better connect, she had to know more. Still, scanning the available web pages, she could see that, without narrowing down her search, finding pertinent information was going to be like looking for a needle in an incredibly huge haystack. Anya looked down at her caller ID and immediately recognized the number as French. Although she knew a few people in Paris through her archaeological connections, she only knew of one person who would call this late at night without a prior arrangement.
Hello?
Hello, Anya. This is Rue. How are you?
This is unusual.
What is?
You calling me? Usually I have to initiate contact, then you point out, subtly, of course, that all I'm offering is an unwanted interruption.
That's not what I...
And I'll go ahead and take this opportunity to point out that you're about as subtle as an axe in the forehead.
I didn't call to be subjected to insults.
Sorry, I'm in a bad mood.
Well, I certainly didn't have anything to do with it.
Not this time. So why did you call?
I was just thinking about you.
Anya glanced at the time in the lower right corner of her computer screen. She did the time conversion, adding 6 hours.
It's almost 3 o'clock in the morning there. Want to try again?
Dealings with you are fraught with disenchantment. Do you know that?
Thank you. The feeling is mostly mutual.
What are you currently working on?
The Calusa Indians, indigenous tribes that lived along Florida's western coast and inland waterways.
I know they are. I was there with Ponce de Leon when he was looking for the Fountain of Youth.
You never mentioned that before.
It's not something that's likely to come up in a casual conversation now, is it?
Look, Rue, I'm busy. Either get to the point or I'm getting off the phone.
What do you know about Mjolnir?
Mjolnir who?
I've talked to asses that weren't as dense as you pretend to be. If you persist...
Is everything all right?
Everything's fine.
I don't mean to pry, but it sounds like you're a little stressed.
Maybe a little.
Was that the detective? Because if it is, I have a very good attorney who could...
No, it's not the detective. It's just someone I know.
Oh.
What?
We got disconnected. I've never trusted these electronic inconveniences. They dropped signals at all the wrong...
It wasn't a dropped signal. I hung up on you.
What?
Anya turned her focus to the computer screen. Despite her best attempts, Anya couldn't focus on the computer or the web pages she accessed and downloaded as image documents for later review.
It's not going well, is it?
Exasperated, Anya wanted to tell Stanley that the problem wasn't anything to worry about. It was just that all of the tension, anger, and sadness from Mario's death made her emotions come boiling to the surface at the slightest pretext. There was something about Stanley Younce's calm demeanor and honest brown eyes behind his glasses that drew her frustration out.
It was that man before. He never listens to me. He always thinks he knows best and that he knows more than I do. He's unwilling to give me credit for being able to think for myself. What he doesn't get is that I would like to just sit down and talk to him. I'm well aware that he knows more than I do, about a lot of things. Instead, he's got to be all mysterious about things, like not telling me why he called tonight.
Maybe he just cares about you.
I'm not even sure about that. I mean, sometimes I think he does, but other times I'm just as sure that the only reason he ever even acknowledges that I'm alive is because he feels like he owes me something.
I know the feeling. Fathers are tough.
Fathers?
That's who you were talking to, right?
Not
exactly. Take my dad, for instance. It was hard growing up and meeting his expectations. I sucked at baseball. I mean, look at me. I was too short and scrawny. But did that keep him from hiring personal trainers who worked with me every day till I thought I was going to die? No, he just kept right on
Stanley,
going.
I haven't been talking to my father. He's my... mentor.
Mentor. Got it. Look, that stuff about fathers? The media doesn't really know how I got along with my dad before he died. I'd rather not see that in print anywhere.
I won't tell a soul.
The really weird part? I didn't realize how much I loved him and needed him until he was gone. My first book hadn't even been published.
I'm sorry.
Maybe I'm a little naive. People tell me that all the time. I guess what I'm trying to say is that maybe if I hadn't overreacted to my dad trying to help me, then maybe I wouldn't have lost all that time with him. It's just something to think about. If your mentor thought enough to call you at this time of night and interrupt whatever he's doing, don't you think it's possible that he does care?
You're right.
Anya's heart leaped, thinking that Rue was ready to behave. Instead, call waiting signaled that it was Bart. She debated picking up, then decided it was better to be informed. They'd almost arrived at LaGuardia. In another few minutes, she'd be out of New York.
Hello?
Anya?
Yes.
Where are you?
I'm writing up the statement on what happened tonight.
No, you're not. I sent an officer to your hotel room to check on you. Imagine my surprise when he discovered you checked out.
Bart, you couldn't have been that surprised if you sent someone to check on me. You could have called me.
Damn it, Anya. I've been kind of busy cleaning up the messes you've been leaving.
That fight wasn't my choice.
No, but you seem to be at the center of it.
Is this going to get personal?
It doesn't have to be.
Good. After the last couple of days of being chased around New York...
Which you still don't have a reason for, right? Tell me where you are. I'll come get you.
I don't want to be gotten.
Anya, you're in over your head. These guys aren't playing around.
I kind of got that when they killed Mario. Bart. Look, I'm sorry.
I know.
I'm sure that you'll find a way to prove that they killed Mario. And maybe you'll even find out who hired them to do it.
Anya noticed that the limousine was passing through security and rolling directly out onto the tarmac and the hangars where the private aircraft were kept.
You know who hired Humbrecht and his team?
No.
Then why are you going to Venice?
Mario wanted to consult with me about something he'd found.
And he left you a clue where to find it?
I think so.
You don't owe him that. From what you said, you hadn't even been in touch much over the last few years.
We hadn't been.
Then why?
Because we shared the same dreams, Bart. You live your whole life hoping you'll find something incredible that will add to what we know about the world that came before us. Something that we hadn't seen before.
You've done that.
I have, but Mario hadn't.
I understand. But I still worry about you.
I know. I appreciate that.
I'll see you in a minute.
Anya hadn't even had time to ask Bart what he meant. Shortly thereafter, the limousine glided to a stop in front of a sleek Learjet. An unmarked police car sat on the other side of the aircraft, lights flashing. Clad in a black leather jacket, Bart leaned a hip against the car and watched the limousine's approach. No emotion showed on his face.
Oh, dear.
Do you have that attorney of yours on speed dial?
Yes.
Good. We may need him to get us out of town.
Anya gathered the straps of her backpack and stepped from the limousine.
How did you know?
Easy. You disappeared. Stanley Younts disappeared. You wanted to go to Venice. Younts has a private jet. When I talked to Morell, he told me that Younts had scheduled a meeting that day to get an interview with you. When I found out you weren't at the hotel, I came here.
Why don't I go wait in the jet? I can still get on my jet, right, Detective?
Yes.
Are you going to be all right, Anya?
I'm going to be fine.
I thought so.
Stanley shoved his hands in the pockets of his coat and walked up the steps into the jet. Anya stayed just out of Bart's reach. All around her, the biting wind hammered her and stung her exposed flesh. She'd gotten so cold, even in just the short walk, that she no longer felt the snow hitting her.
I'm getting on the jet.
I can't stop you. While you're looking for whatever Mario Fellini thought he found, other people are going to be looking for it, too.
I know.
I wish you wouldn't do this.
Bart,
I know. Maybe. I came here to give you a heads up.
Bart reached into the car and took out a packet, then handed it to Anya.
What's this?
Background stuff you shouldn't have. Stuff you wouldn't have if you didn't have a friend with connections. Interesting reading material.
Something that's going to disappoint me?
Something that's going to open your eyes. Mario Fellini's girlfriend.
Irena Scuyans.
Yeah, she's got a record. She was an antique dealer in Romania. She got busted for misappropriation of assets. I figured that was fancy museum talk for...
theft.
Exactly. Since then, she's been independently employed, but she's wanted for questioning by several international law enforcement agencies regarding a lot, and I do mean a lot, of burglaries. Does that sound like the kind of woman your friend would have taken up with?
No.
He met her over there, right?
Yes. I confirmed that through the family.
Then the possibility exists that he didn't know what she was all about.
He told his family she was a hedge witch at the local village where he was staying.
Yeah, well, I'm not a big fan of witches either.
Witches aren't always bad.
Maybe so. But this is one witch my spider senses are warning me about. I just want you to know that.
Okay.
Well, Anya, I'm holding you up. You've got an important discovery to find. Just make sure you take care of yourself so you can come back and tell me the whole story.
I will, Bart.
Anya headed for the jet, then stopped and went back to give him a hug. He held her fiercely for a moment, then let go when she did. Turning silently, Anya walked through the snow and boarded the jet.